Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
You're in the right place to be. Welcome to I Love Down South, people. Welcome, welcome. Now, you know how we start this show every single Sunday. We start with that jam right there. This is Miss Latoya Bird. Thank you for joining us for I Love Down South Radio talk show. People, that's what we got going on live and in full effect. Just in case you were wondering what in the world is going on down south, well, that's what this show is dedicated to. And I'm really happy to have our special guest this evening, as a matter of fact, a host of guests that are going to be on the line tonight, sharing about a special event and actually a special business down south that is just doing something great for the community. So that's what we got in store for you. I'm waiting on a few more people to call in. I'm going to let you ride out a little bit with our startup music, and we'll be starting right quick and soon. Tell someone, share it on Facebook, get your friends on the line. This is the I Love Down South show. All right. Again, this is your host, Ms. Latoya Bird. It looks like we have our guests in the building. All right, tonight's show is called Florida City's Summer Safety and CPR Community Jam, and there's so much in store for you, ladies and gentlemen, for this evening. But before I bring our special guest on, just a few announcements that I'd like to share with you. First and foremost, I have to, because it's July, you know, we just started July, and 2016, July, was so emotional for us last year. We lost, you know, Alton Sterling on July the 5th, and then Philando Castile was also lost on July the 6th. So it's been almost 1 year to the date that we've seen, you know, brutality and injustice on social media live streaming. But we've seen it so much, and I think right now is a perfect time to make sure we have a moment of silence for all injustices that are taking place, you know, around the world. And in doing so, and not just taking a moment of silence right now, but also in solidarity to wear red, black, and blue, red for the bloodshed, and black for, you know, the nation, the people of color, minorities, and blue for the divine injustice. Because when injustice happens, we can't just leave it on the table. We have to turn it into, you know, a divine vehicle for change, awareness, so that we can elevate and move, you know, closer towards justice. So at this moment, if you can join me and just a quick moment of silence as we acknowledge the fact that July marks a month of mourning. All right. Now we're going to turn the tables because we have none other than a special couple. I like to call them our power couple of the I Love Down South show because they've been our guests a few times, and I'm really happy to even know the owners of A&T Health and Safety Institute. I have Andre and Terea Lewis on the line with us. Peace and welcome. How are you all?
Hello and thank you. This
Hello.
Is Andre.
Hi, and this is Terea. We're wonderful. Thank you for having us again.
No problem. Let me go ahead and make sure my listening audience and our live audience, automated audience, is applauding you all because you all are definitely a treat and you deserve the recognition and you deserve the praise that you receive all over the county because of what you do. And so right now, if you can share with our listeners a little bit about A&T Health and Safety Institute, what is it that you do for our community?
Okay, hello. This is Andre Lewis again speaking. A&T Health and Safety Institute, we've been in business for over 17 years. We provide CPR first aid training, drowning prevention, and we're with American Heart where we provide hands-only CPR into the community to make the community aware that if something happened, we always say we'll just call 911, but in Miami-Dade County, fire rescue may take 8 minutes to 9 minutes to arrive. So when we teach you what to do into fire rescue, come, it increases your chance of surviving. And we love what we do when we do the training.
Wow. This is quite vital because I know that the poison hotline also reports that, you know, people don't even utilize their services in regards to calling and finding out, hey, what do I do in the case of an emergency? So whether it's, you know, dealing with poison control or safety issues, CPR needs, you know, and saving a life, we need to have these basic skills, you know, that we overlook. We overlook it because we just count on someone else to do something that we should know how to do, and I thank you for educating the community on that. And so you said that was 17 years of working with the community?
Yes, we've been in this 17 years doing. We teach a variety of different type of programs, but mainly CPR and first aid and AED.
Okay.
Training.
All right. And so how about over the past 17 years, Have you worked with any like celebrities or anybody on that level in showing them or their families or their businesses, you know, the importance of safety?
Yes, I can't call out the agency, but we have trained a lot of federal agents, a lot of government agencies, so that we won't say that we're advertising, but we have did a lot of training with a lot of federal government agencies and law enforcement.
Okay. Hold on, let me make sure I dust off your shoulders for a little bit. because that's huge. That means that you're equipping, you know, some of the people who we're counting on, you know, for safety making sure that they have this this training. And, you know, I think it's time, especially for families with small children and families with, you know, elderly or, you know, the extended family where grandma is living at home. I think it's so important that we take the extra step. You know, we step up to the plate when it comes to accountability to seek out, you know, this hands-on training that you offer. And that's why I'm really excited to talk about your upcoming event. All right. So before we open up the other lines, I see we do have our other guests chiming in and a couple other calls on the line. But before we go there, I would like to just touch on a little piece because this is important for our listeners. I have the team, I mentioned the team, this dream team, Andre and Terea, they are a husband and wife team. So I would like to hear a little bit about how it is to work with each other as a team on that level and provide this service that you do in the community.
Okay, would you like to go first here or you want me to go first?
You can go first, Andre.
Okay, well, Terea is my best friend, my lover, and my wife. She's my sidekick. She's my girlfriend. She's everything to me. As of November the 30th, she donated a kidney to me, which will make 5 years. In 2012, I had a kidney transplant, and my wife donated me a kidney, and that's why we love teaching on high blood pressure, diabetes, and all these are different issues. But I was blessed that she was able to donate me a kidney, and I've been doing very well with my health, my blood pressure, and everything.
Wow, that's love and support and safety to the 100th degree. Shouts out to you, Ms. Terea. And so, how is it working with your husband?
Well, Latoya is such a blessing. We are best friends, and we really do very well together. We're very patient with each other. I began being a CPR instructor because Andre trained me. Trained me from the very beginning, which I had no idea. I had not even a desire to do CPR training. But when we got married, he introduced it to me, and I love it. And we work very good hand in hand together. He is very proactive and active with his training, and he's very thorough, and he's very patient. And what I love about working with him is because he's not just doing it for the money, but he wants to ensure that everyone is like really they really know their skills, and they feel empowered. By the time they leave the class, you know, they feel empowered to know that if there was an emergency, they would know how to respond. And he's such a leader, and he takes my advice as well. So with that being said, we communicate well, and I don't really do too much without him. We do everything together. So it's a pleasure to
have
a best friend, a husband, and also a business partner that we can share and build together.
Wow. The reason...
One more thing, you know, he literally almost was about to do CPR on me. So not only did God allow me to donate him a kidney, but he also was used to help save my life of January the 5th, where I had found that after surgery that I had blood clots in my lungs, and it was an emergency situation where he had to call 911. It took 9 minutes for them to come to me, and I was literally unconscious, and he was about to do CPR. So if he wasn't calm and, you know, if he didn't know what to do, I wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
So we have tag team with our health issues, and also we're living testimonies about, you know, what being skilled in CPR and first aid can do.
Wow, that's an impressive story that you just shared. And for some reason, I have the picture of the Power Rangers in my head. So I don't know what color, like, suit y'all might be wearing. But in my book, you know, you definitely are utilizing your superpower of safety and teamwork. And the reason why, if some of you are listening, like, why is she asking about, you know, how is it to work with each other? Because I think it's important for families in the community to know those who you are around, it's important to have a sense of accountability and teamwork. That's why, you know, even embracing the concept of, you know, the hands-on CPR training that you offer, that's what makes it even more valuable, because you hold the people around you valuable, you know, because your child is important to you, because your abuela, your grandma is important to you, whoever it is. So you're going to take that, you know, accountability and definitely go ahead and seek this training. Now, you mentioned something earlier, and I'm just going to chime in about it. You said that diabetes, you mentioned diabetes. I have to give a shout out to an organization down in Florida City, Fresh Start Family Services, Inc. They do workshops every Monday down in Florida at the Florida City Neighborhood Center, and they do fitness and nutrition classes. So I definitely think that they may be interested in this, you know, hands-on CPR course that you may be offering. And they also do it at Goose Park on Saturdays. So
okay. We
definitely need to help our community. And we already know what issues are at hand: heart issues, diabetes, emotional and mental health. These are the issues that are, you know, flooding our communities, and we need to do what we need to do to make sure that we're equipped and ready. So on that note, I am going to be bringing on one of your special guests that you guys have had the opportunity to work with, and this is Mr. Melvin Taylor, the director of the Heart Association. And peace and welcome to the line, Melvin. How are you?
I'm quite well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being on.
Let me tell you, first of all, it is definitely a pleasure working with those two individuals you just described.
Well, I've had the pleasure of being in their presence. You know, when you're a Power Ranger, sometimes you don't, you know, mess with the normal people. But considering that, you know, they're here to help the community, I was blessed to be able to learn about this duo, and I'm floored every time with the amount of dedication that they put into what they're doing. And so they shared with me that they're partnering with you and working with you on an upcoming community event that's taking place down in Florida City. Can you talk to me a little bit more about how the American Heart Association is getting involved with our community down in Florida City?
Sure. We've just been awarded a grant to sponsor over 2,000 giveaway kits. And what I mean by kits, I mean those mannequin kits that involve a CPR mannequin as well as a DVD. And that DVD is an instructional DVD on how to do hands-only CPR. So what we're trying to do over the next 3 to 4 months is give people the information and education on how to perform hands-only CPR and give them individual kits that they can have with their family members so they can take those kits home and perform those CPR events with their family members inside their home. So over the next 2 to 3 months, we'll be sponsoring CPR kits down in Florida City. And we're giving away those kits to the community as well. The American Heart Association has come to understand that hands-on CPR has been the focal point to teach people how to save lives.
Absolutely. That's important, considering that, you know, it may take 8 to 10 minutes for, you know, rescue to show up. And when every second counts and when every second isn't promised, I think it's quite vital that we do increase our superpower skills by learning, you know, safety techniques that I don't know why we take it for granted that somebody else will just be there to do it, and why we don't have the unction to learn and then to act on it, you know. So I want to thank you for what you're doing through the association, and I'm looking forward to this event. Now, I know Andre and Terea are super excited. They've been, like, working like crazy getting ready for the event. So if you all can tell me a little, paint a picture, if you can, a little bit about what is going to be happening at this upcoming community event that you guys are hosting.
Well, we're partnering with Florida City local government, particularly Avis Brown and the local mayor in Dallas, Florida City. And we're partnering with them at the local community center to train at least 1,200 individuals on how to perform hands-only CPR. And the average time for response time is actually 11 minutes for emergency
okay.
to respond to a 911 call. So what we're trying to do is equip people with the skill to save lives and to extend the life chain survival. So what we will be doing is we'll be having a couple of courses on that Saturday, which is July 22nd, and we'll be having an all-day training of people who live in Florida City to teach them how to save individual lives through CPR, hands-only CPR to be exact.
Hands-on CPR. Now, how is I hear you guys using this phrase, hands-on CPR, and does that just reference the training process that you guys convey to your students, or is it different from regular CPR?
Yes,
you know the
is.
Term.
Go ahead, Andre. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hands-only CPR is not for certification. If you register, you receive a certificate of participation. But if you want to be certified, like for your job, then you have to take the 5-hour course where you have to do more. It's more detailed. And it's not for the 1-hour class. The 1-hour class is just informational only. But certification
okay.
class is a different certification.
Okay. And which,
also, when
yes,
you're doing hands only, it's hands only CPR, and which means that you're not required to do the breaths. But when you're certified, you're required to do the breaths.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. For us Power Ranger applicants, because it is a difference, and you know, and I want the listening audience to make sure that they are clear on what to expect when they come to the event. Now, I know you shared, you know, the information about the kits that they're going to be getting, but I think there's some more flavor going on with this event. Ms. Terea, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the extra added bonuses and different things that you guys have planned?
Absolutely. We have an array of community partners that's going to be there, and they're going to be presenting different types of information for you. For instance, we have Homeland Security Explorers. Dennis Rose and his explorers are going to be coming out, and what they will be doing is recruiting our young people from ages 14 to 18, those that are very serious and want to be involved in law enforcement. And what they will do, they will recruit, train. You have to be able to come to their classes every Saturday of the month. And they will train you and teach you about different types of law enforcement and maybe even become a federal agent as you graduate from college. And they mentor you. Also,
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. Rewind.
Yes.
That was beautiful. I think
yes.
that they're missing that piece because this sounds. Hold on. Okay, so I'm having a little breakdown. Because not only are you providing the opportunity for them to learn the hands-only CPR, but you're bringing them extra added services and opportunities where they can apply for, you know, potentially be qualified for future employment.
Absolutely.
What? Okay, we need that piece again. Can't just run that little piece down one more time.
Okay, so we're having a special guest, which is his name is Agent Dennis Rose, and his team from the Homeland Security. We're talking about Homeland Security that secure the President of the United States. Okay, and their Explorer team, which will be a group of young people that from ages 14 to 18, and actually you'll get a chance to meet the Explorers. They will have just graduated the day before. So you'll get a chance to see them in full uniform, and they're going to come out, the Explorers are going to actually come out and do some, they're going to get some community hours for coming out to hang out with us for that particular day.
Wow.
So they will be recruiting young people from ages 14 to 18 and to get them inspired to become law enforcement officers or agents, or help them through, mentor them throughout the process, even through their college years, to get them like a leg up in the community and in their employment, get them some stability in there. So it's powerful.
Yes.
You don't want to miss that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to just take that opportunity to stress that you guys are presenting employment opportunities. Not just employment opportunities, but providing employability skills, but not just any kind of employability skills. This is a level up, because you have to have certain type of training and prerequisites and qualifications in order to apply for different types of federal jobs and so on and so forth. So this is a huge thing, and I can't wait to figure out how we can partner with some of the schools that I'm affiliated with to make sure that they know about this opportunity. So anything else, any more goodies in the bag about the event?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have Pain to Purpose, which is a nonprofit organization that's going to be there. And Pain to Purpose is talking about domestic violence. So if you are or know anyone that's being hurt or in a situation where they're being abused, mentally, physically, we have a young lady that will be there with her group, and they're going to be able to assist you in directing you to a safe place. They will help you in directing you with any information that you need concerning domestic violence issues. We also have a young lady that has gone through breast cancer, and she will have her nonprofit organization there that will talk about, to give you information about breast cancer. If you have any insurance issues, you can't pay your bills, you have medication issues, you can't get the medication. If you need any type of help with cancer, period, she's going to direct you to the proper place, and she helps you get a foot up with that and get all the information that you need. So to let you know that you're not alone in this, and she will be there providing that information. And the name of her company is, help me out, Andre, I'm kind of...
Pink Heart Inc.
Yeah, thank you so much. So she will definitely be in the house. You're going to have Mothers Fighting for Justice, Miss Romania Dukes. She is a mother that lost her child, her son, through senseless gun violence. And she will be in the house with her nonprofit organization, and she will definitely be able to direct you, help you, embrace you with the loss of your family member, your child. And it's important, because in Florida City we've had so many senseless deaths, and unfortunately, you know, sometimes you don't feel like you have the support that you need, and she will be there to assist you and direct you with any help that you may need in that area, even with directing you to the proper law enforcement, or she has contacts with different lawyers. So you have so much information with that. So that's Romania Bird and Mothers Fighting for Justice. You'll also have Linda Ross, which is a author, and she's coming from Orlando to come and just, if you have any questions, spiritual needs, or anything that you need to know for spiritual enhancement, for prayer, or anything of that type, she can direct you in that area. And if you're interested in even writing the book, she has contacts with that. We'll have, of course, our very own Ms. Latoya Burr. She'll be having an exclusive interview on site, asking questions and giving you the promotional tools that you will need to get out in the public eye concerning this event. You will also have our very own Mike Smith and Rondo Smith, their upcoming artists in the community and in the state of Florida. And they are going to be doing autographs and, you know, get a chance to take some pictures, snap it up, meet them, greet them, and get a chance to really have your young people come out and enjoy their presence and ask them any type of questions that they want, you want to know concerning music, the industry. Even they are both CPR instructors as well. So they know,
okay.
Yes, they know what to do. They know how to direct you to the right, you know, place in with that as well. And also we will have Roman Lloyd, which is our photographer, and he's going to come out and snap up some pictures, make some videos, and bring all these great memories together so we can have them forever.
Wow, this sounds like an amazing event coming up on July the 22nd. And I'm going to share the event specs and details as far as the time and the location in just a moment. But I do feel it the proper time for me to let everyone know that I would love to use my platform with Good News Ghouls to also ask that question, that important question that we need to ask in the community, which is what's bigger than beef? And what's bigger than beef is very important if we don't get to the root of some of the senseless, you know, killing, if we don't get to the root of some of the domestic issues, if we don't get to the root of some of our health issues, you know, if we don't identify that our lives, our dreams and goals and aspirations are more important than beefing, then we have a place where we can start. So if we start with understanding that our lives are valuable, that's why we need to learn about the hands-only CPR or CPR training or just, you know, being more accountable with those that we live with and those that we're around in our community. Because we're more valuable, we should eat better. Because we're more valuable, we should establish better relationships. So these are some of the things that Good News Ghouls is definitely in search of sharing on every level, because it's quite important. That's what good news is. Good news are things that elevate the family, the community, and the individual. And this is why we handpick certain people to be on the show. We handpick certain businesses and organizations because guess what? They're Power Rangers and they're elevating the community in so many different ways. You know, exercising their superpower, their knowledge and their wisdom, and giving back to the community. So I can't wait to be at the event and along with the community. I can't wait to see the community get exposed to all of these great resources, businesses, and, you know, organizations, and most of all the training. So I'm really excited about that. We do have a caller on the line. If you guys have time for a question or two.
Could you bring on Commissioner Lloyd Brown first before you take a call?
Yes, I do not see them in the queue right now.
Okay.
But
I don't know if you want to shoot her a quick text.
Absolutely.
Latoya, could I mention something right quick, please?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. We will have two sections. You will come and do the training first, then you could go to the other side to meet and greet or whatever resources or information you need. You'll go across the walkway to the other section where you can meet Mike and the Homeland Security. So we'll come do the training first so that way you know no one would be confused. And once you finish the hour training, then you go over to the other side where you could do the meet, greet, Photoshop, and all of that kind of good stuff. So we're doing the training first so everyone have an understanding.
Yeah, I was going to say we have to do the work first, and then we could play after because we're coming into the building so we can, you know, do the training so that we can get these kits and just be more informed and educated, you know, and take advantage of what the American Heart Association is, you know, helping provide for the community along with the city of Florida City. And I'm not sure if the commissioner, Avis Brown, is listening via the internet, but I don't see her line just yet in the queue. But I can't wait to give her the opportunity to share what this, you know, event means for her and for the city itself. So as soon as I see her line come in, I'll definitely open it. All right. Are you guys ready to take any questions from a caller?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, let me go ahead and open the line. Peace, and thank you for calling the I Love Down South show.
Hello.
Peace and welcome. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, this is me, Ellis.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I'm doing all right. Just calling in to check in on y'all.
Okay.
Well, thank you all the way from the A in the Alabama. How do you like the show so far?
It's good. I'll probably be turning in a little while, but y'all know I got this book on my hand right now, so that's a lot of my attention, time, and dedication, writes and rewrites and whatnot. But
okay.
Called in and let everybody know that I've been monitoring everybody, like, real close, and I'm proud of all of y'all. Y'all to get y'all reward, put it that way. I won't go philosophical or anything like I normally do, but just keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Y'all stay out of the range of firecrackers and bullets. On the 4th of July, y'all keep y'all head up. And when I get back to Miami, I'm looking forward to really having, like, a big extravaganza where all organizations to reward everybody that has put effort and dedication to the community. All expense paid by me. So y'all just come meet and greet and do what y'all do.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to that and looking forward to your book as well. Thank you so much. Did you have any questions for any of our special guests?
We want to take this worldwide. We're isolated.
I like that. Wait. Rewind. Say that one more time.
Well, we're going to take this worldwide because we're isolating our community from a tribal perspective. We also isolate ourselves sometimes. In your community. Sometimes when you find yourself having a miracle, get on the road and come back to your community.
I'm sorry, Brother Ellis. I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know, it's a lot of background noise.
You hear me now?
It's a little bit better.
Okay, yes. Well, now we often stay within our community with our events, with our shows and stuff. And from a biblical perspective, it is said that we will cast our pearls among swines and they'll trample all over it. And that our people are swines and they'll trample over it. But letting you know, when you're planting the seed, sometimes you got to go on the road, too. That's why they were citing tools. We need to get people trained in each one of our programs or each one of our organizations outside of our community because our organizations are already based in Miami. I think it's more people that need awareness, and there's a lot of communities throughout Florida, and we can just start with Florida in the beginning and go up and down the coastline. And that's what I'm basically working on, establishing like, I won't say universal, because we ain't going to be able to go and be paid expenses all across the world, but through the United States, we can get in the car and travel for 24 hours in a van or a bus and go to these different dilapidated communities and bring us awareness just as well. So I think it's time for us to start branching out, reaching and contacting some of these city and state officials and asking them what we can do on a greater scale. And that way we can get the funding that we need to actually start building centers for the CPR, building centers for domestic violence, shelters and things like that, cancer treatment centers for pink hearts,
uh-huh.
You know, things like that, magazine company for Good News Ghouls, you know, Let It Be Good News Miami or Good News Florida now. You know, it's time to expand these programs because we're being redundant, and it's like just flowing in Miami, and I'm in a different state, and I see that there's a lot of things that we need up here that's not down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call the black neighborhoods up here the village, and we know what that type of language is. So in a village setting, quote unquote, there's a lot of older, elder people that has been around for a long time. And they're not getting these resources because they don't have the many hospitals and the clinics and stuff like Miami. So a clinic up here would do them, you know, they're more put together, they're more supportive of one another. You know, it's always going to be a little bickering and back and forth, but as far as health, they need it. And, you know, throughout Georgia and stuff, I see a lot of different things. You know, I'm more of an observer, and I cater to the people, so I have an eye for it. So that's just like a something I told you.
Okay, so Mr. Ellis is waiting on us to take these things worldwide, and I think the time is approaching and the opportunities will always present themselves for us to do that. And so thank you for sharing that, and thank you for calling in.
Is my
I
line
appreciate
open,
that.
Mrs. Melvin?
Yes, your line's open.
Well, wonderful. I am part of a greater, what we call the Greater Southeast Affiliate, and we actually have offices in Alabama and Georgia who is also doing the exact same thing we're doing here in Miami-Dade County, particularly the two people who work in Alabama. Her name is Monique Wilson. She has the same opportunity with Hands Only CPR in Alabama. And in Georgia, we're working in Atlanta, particularly the director name is Mark Mooney. He also has Hands Only CPR in each of those states.
Awesome. So that means that – wait, hold on. That means that it's already in motion. Like, and I think that's what Ellis was trying to pinpoint, is that we need to tap into organizations also who have that national network so that we can utilize the services and that they're providing to the community and promote it. Because if he hadn't said that, I wouldn't have known that you guys are also doing this, you know, in other states. So that's already putting my network hat on. I'm like, man, who do I know in Georgia? Who do I know in Alabama that, you know, can get in contact with some of these services, and then we start working together on a different level, on a national level. So I'm so hats off to the, you know, American Heart Association for your impressive network and the workshops that you're doing.
Applause. The thing is, sometimes when you're in these rural type areas, if that company exists, just say like in Mobile or Montgomery, Alabama, how far you're from, you know, Gaskin or Abbeville, 2-3 hours away, there's really nobody, you know, that's going to travel 2-3 hours away, you know, to basically go to a seminar. You know, there's already clinics that exist that our people can actually go to those clinics or public libraries in each and every one of these communities and set up, you know, shop in these libraries. They're public libraries. We got to start learning how to use what's ours. When you have a public park, a public library, no one owns that. It's the public's own. So we need to start using these public facilities and sending these people that know how to do the CPR, know how to do different things, that is well-versed in domestic violence, is well-versed in counsel, you know, into these different, you know, they call it neck of the woods up here. These different neck of the woods.
You know what that's
going to
take, Ellis? That's going to be on the accountability of that community, because the accountability has to be on both sides of the fence. It's going to have to be with the people as well. You know how sometimes, you know, the person you're talking to may not be receiving the message. I don't know if you guys ever been in that situation, because, you know, it's just not for them. But the person who it is for will some kind of way find you. And then, you know, they get the message that or wisdom that you impart. It's the same kind of scenario. If you have a community in certain areas, even when the resources come, even when the education does come, it's only going to be that selective few. So you as a enlightened one in your community, it's going to be you to connect the dots, to pass the baton back and forth between organizations, people, places, and things that are providing services. You're going to have to be the one to let the people where you're at know about it. And then from there, things start to grow, and it's a positive spiral up, you know, uphill versus one downhill. And then we have a community now that can actually elevate to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you, because our time is winding down. And Ellis, I don't know if you'll be in town by the time they have the event, but Terea, can you let us know? It's on July 22nd. Terea, can you let us know the time schedules, or did you want me to read it from the show description?
Sure. I can run through it really fast. The date is July 22nd, 2017, and the class schedule is from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., 1 p.m. to 2:15 p.m., and the location is 650 Northwest 5th Avenue, Florida City, Florida, 33034. And it's going to be in the gymnasium of the youth center, the community youth center in Florida City.
Registration.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was about to say.
Okay, so I thought you were talking. Go ahead, Ms. Rao.
You guys can register by email at the letter MSA, the number 4, letter CPR, at gmail.com. When you register, could you please let us know how many participants you're going to bring with you and which particular class that you want to be scheduled for. You can also go down to the City Hall in person at Florida City Hall and speak with Jennifer, which is the city clerk, as well, and she can give you the information that you need for that particular event. And
thank
I also want to really quick add
with
the American Heart Association, Melvin, you're going to be doing some other initiatives there. Can you make it really quick?
The targeted BP.
Right. Melvin. So I guess he's not there. But we're going to actually have
He might have muted his call.
Okay.
Okay, there I go. I'm back on. Yeah,
oh,
we also have
okay.
I mean, the premise is that we understand that blood pressure is the key mechanism to a lot of health issues. And we have a larger perspective as it relates to target blood pressure to understand that individuals need to keep their blood pressure in the 140 over 90 range, preferably under 140 over 90. And if you have a blood pressure over 140 over 90, you are at risk for high blood pressure and you need to consult your primary care physician.
Okay.
And you're going to be offering, what type of services there. I know you're going to be doing some, have nurses come down, and you're going to do a cooking class and some other things with the community.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is we're trying to partner, particularly we're partnering with Doctors Medical Center, which is kind of in a Perrine area, but is also close to Florida City. They have some health centers in the area that focuses on patients getting their blood pressure through a control rate.
Okay.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm looking forward to all of your community events, and the reason why what you're seeing right now resonates with me because I'm a certified holistic life coach, and believe it or not, a lot of my clients are baby boomers. And they have issues from being diabetic, high blood pressure, so on and so forth. And I would love to be a part of that in some way, shape, or form. I've helped about three of my clients drop the title of diabetic. I've helped several different people lose about a pound a day. And this is all through evaluating that mind, body, and soul. Because you can't just deal with one side and not acknowledge the other two areas that may need, you know, help or may need, you know, some tender love and care, if you will. So for our community who, you know, lead some of the statistics when it comes to heart disease, heart issues, high blood pressure, that is the direct correlation to how you are responding to your emotions, how you are responding emotionally. And how you manage your emotions. So that's super important in our community because that relates back to so many other things. When we don't deal with our emotional and mental health, it affects us on every level. So I'm really excited that to even hear that you said something about cooking classes. We just need to retrain ourselves to live in versus, you know, this lifestyle of dying that you know, is on the dollar menu. So I'm looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been on the I Love Down South show. If you need more detailed information, if you didn't get a chance to write down some of the information that Ms. Terea shared with you, everything is in the show description, the email, where to go, what to do, what time. And if you'd like to reach out to her, I also provided their Facebook link directly on the show description. But if you all would like to leave, I don't know, a number or somewhere, the preferred way where you'd like people to get in contact with you, and if people want to, you know, sign up their employees to get training, or I don't know, but where people can get in contact with you?
Well, our office number is 305-573-2599. And the email that I had given you, the MSA4CPR@gmail, is our direct office email. So we will definitely be able to respond to any questions that you may have, any concerns about anything concerning health and safety. It is our pleasure.
All right. Well,
yes.
I'm looking forward to being trained and to sharing this with some professionals, some young professionals in my circle that, you know, could use this information. I'm sorry, somebody was chiming in.
Yes, this is Melvin. If you're looking for any information as it relates to heart health information, you can reach me at melvin.taylor@heart.org. And also, if you're looking for any health fair related materials related to heart health, you can send me an email and I'll send you any information as it relates to heart health.
All right. And Melvin, can you give us your email one more time?
Yes. It's melvin.taylor@heart.org.
Taylor, okay. All
righty.
Thank you so much. But before you go, you have to answer a question, and you got to make it quick because we only have 5 minutes. But my question that I ask all the time on the show, of course, is why do you love Down South, or what do you love about Down South? So, Melvin, I'd like to hear your answer first.
Well, what I love about down south, it makes me feel at home. I'm originally from Chicago, the south side of Chicago, but all my life, my family has been in the down south area, particularly the down south area of Florida, down south area of Memphis, Tennessee, down south area of Alabama. So there ain't nothing like feeling like home.
Okay. Wait, but you said Chicago. So do you the Chicago South Stepping?
Yes, I do, of course.
Okay, so I take Chicago style stepping classes, and I'm going to a set tonight. Listen, I'm a beginner, so that dance is complicated for me, but I love it.
Oh, it's a great two step. It's a great two step.
Okay, all right, Taria. What do you love about down south?
I love everything about down south because I lived most of my life there. I love the diverse cultures, the different ethnic groups. We have the white, the beige, the brown, the black. We have every type of ethnic group there. And, you know, we are everybody knows everyone. So you can't go somewhere without knowing or seeing someone that you have grown up with or have been in the community for a long time, and we're all family. I love down south.
Aww. All right, Andre.
Quick, I love down south, one, because my wife from down south, two, a lot of my coworkers from Jackson Hospital, Department of Juvenile Justice, I got a chance, you know, it's like, you know how we had a north thing, south thing, but we one big family, and I got a chance to meet people from down south, and it's no different, you know?
Wow.
So, and I love the conch shack down that way, across the railroad track.
Thank you, Kelsey's.
And also, Latoya, I want to add that I love the way down south embrace our sons, Rondo and Mike Smith. You know, they are building a culture together in the hip-hop industry, and we really appreciate the love that they share. It's nowhere they can go down south that, you know, they can go to the grocery store, they can go anywhere, and they get, you know, people run up to them for autographs, and it just blesses my heart to see that they support their own.
It's so funny that you mentioned music because down south, the South got something to say, according to Andre 3000. He said that at the Source Awards back in, 95? And I think that statement is the epitome of how I feel about down south. So whether it's the conch salad, the diversity, or the music, or my childhood memories of going to jams and watching all these candy, you know, colored cars go by, and you know, and the sense of family, and so on and so forth. That's what I love about down south, and I love that down south has created us, and that's why I do what I do. To put the show together, to work on the magazine, because the South does have something to say, and I'm just happy to be here. So I love you, down South. And before we go, I did want to acknowledge a caller that was calling in, last four digits, 1455. Thank you for calling in to the I Love Down South show. We are about to wrap it up. But did you have any comments or concerns that you want to share with us?
No, I just want to say I support this show, and I love it, and I salute to it. And keep putting off it down south.
That's what's up. Thank you. Caller, may I have your name?
Roman Lloyd.
Oh, okay, what's up? Roman in the building. Let me give a little applause. What's up, bro? That is our down south photographer. He's going to be at the event archiving all the memories and making sure that we remember where it happened first in Florida City with this special event brought to you by this power couple, this power family. You know what I mean? So thank you for calling in, Mr. Roman Lloyd, and thank you for all the special guests calling in. I want to thank you and invite you back whenever you want to, and I look forward to your event happening on the 22nd. So peace and love, everybody. Did anybody have something that they wanted to say before we close out?
I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity, and we're very grateful for what you are doing.
And thank you for the platform that you're providing for businesses, upcoming businesses like ours, and in the community. It's so important to have an outlet to be able to share what we do and what she does. And it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, Ms. Latoya.
Well, you're welcome. Again, I applaud you and thank you all. Peace, love, and Down South Hair Grease. All right.